Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today we have a very special guest, psychologist Dr. Trevisha Williams, author of the book, There Are Pearls in the Pain of Every Experience, and founder of the charity Real Beauty Inside Out, where she offers the free workshop, I Love You, But I Can't Stand You Right Now, Mother, Teen, Daughter, Healthy Relationships. Welcome, Dr. Trevisha.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what would you tell parents out there, moms especially, you know, the most important thing to keep in mind as your child grows up, becomes a teenager, gets their independence, and, you know, they're just not listening anymore. And you're getting to that point where you're like, oh, I love you, but I can't stand you right now.
Well, I always tell people, you know, from birth to age six, a mother is a daughter's everything, right? And daughters use what they've observed as a child to play grown up, and, you know, she wears her mom's lipstick. She does all these fun things. She's mimicking mom. You know, fun time kind of transitions when the daughter becomes about, you know, say 12 or so. Every mom realizes as she wakes up to reality that, you know, this is a very complex relationship. So what I tell moms all the time when I'm doing these mother teen daughter healthy relationship workshops is that to just be patient with the process. It is a process. And once she gets through that 5-year period of time where, you know, you all love each other, but you can't stand each other at the moment, at that time, you will reach a point in the relationship where she is more mature, she's understanding more, and you become best friends again. So it's a process, is what I tell, you know, women, mothers all the time.
Right, because they're probably like, this is my baby, and we used to cuddle, and we used to do all these
exactly.
things. Exactly. And now you're saying for like this goes on for 5 years?
It does. I mean, wow. From the age of 12 to, you know, say 18 or so, I mean, it could be 6 years. This girl that's walking around in your house is a complete stranger all of a sudden. It's like, who is this person in my home? And so it's a real process of trying to get to know this new person and also be a parent at the same time. And that, you know, being a parent is, you know, nourishing and nurturing and providing and doing all the things you used to do, you were doing before this transition in the daughter's life. So it is a quite an adjustment for moms to make. And they're hurt and they're in love, but they're hurt at the same time. So it is very much so like a, you know, any type of relationship where, you know, you're just experiencing changes, and this daughter, this girl is going through the transition from, you know, being a, you know, a little girl to all these changes that are going on in her body, you know, from puberty to, you know, or a gamut of other things. So it's just a process that moms have to be patient with and understand that this too shall pass.
Right. That's probably the best piece of advice ever for anything.
Yeah.
This too shall pass, right? You never get too invested into what's happening exactly at this moment because it could be a phase. It is a phase. But now, what if it turns into something longer than a phase? Do you ever experience that? Do you ever have moms come up to you and like, this has gone on for like longer than 6 years?
You know, it's good you asked me that question because I have. I've talked to mothers who have adult daughters who are still having some challenges in that relationship. And always my main piece of advice is to open up those mediums of communication, make sure that you've got a clear line of communication, which is what I focus on in my workshops. And as long as you are talking through a situation, and I, you know, of course, I also advise people to pray about it. Pray first,
right.
and also exercise your, you know, effective communication skills to keep those lines of communication open, because that is the lifeline of any relationship is communication. And, you know, they still struggle. They're going to have different, you know, they haven't reached the point of agreeing or disagree. And, you know, I found that the mother may be mature enough to be handling the situation, you know, effectively and, you know, as well as she can. But then the daughter, there's a lapse on the daughter's side where she's not mature enough to reach that level of, well, we're just going to agree to disagree, Mom.
Right. You know, and you bring up a good point when you're talking about future relationships, right? Even the mother-daughter relationship, or even as your child grows up in their other relationships, whether it's a husband or friendships or anything, you know, how does what goes on during this critical time, this, you know, as we're saying, like 5-6 years of development, how does that parent-child relationship and the way it plays out, how does it affect the way a child responds as they grow up to future experiences and relationships?
Very good question. The daughter, whether the mother, you know, feels like she is or not at the time, because, you know, of course, she feels totally ignored. Mom is feeling totally ignored. She feels like nothing she's saying or doing is being heard or, you know, let alone, you know, applied. But in reality, that daughter is paying attention. She's paying attention to how she's treated, how she is interacted with, how she is communicated with, how mom handles life's experiences, how mom is dealing with, you know, different things that are going on in her own life. Daughter is still there on the scene observing all of this activity. And she will walk away with a set of beliefs and she'll walk away with, you know, her own protocol, so to speak, of how to deal with life's experiences based on what she's observed. So it is important that mom still continues to be mom and never, you know, reduces herself to anything less than that. Be mom, be parent throughout the relationship, because mom, the daughters are paying attention, whether they appear to be or not. They really are paying attention. And when they become, you know, adults and they leave home and they, you know, get into other relationships, they will practice what they learn at home.
So in addition to that, which is great advice, Dr. Trevisha, what is one more piece of advice? What one piece do you feel is really important for moms to know, for parents to know in general about their relationships with their children? What do you want to leave our listeners with today?
Oh, wow. I mean, there are so many things I can say, but I guess if I would have to narrow it down to anything, it would be that girls in particular need to be encouraged to be girls while they're girls. And you know, they're still children, even though they're growing up, you know, they're in their teen years. And when, you know, daughters have a strong, healthy relationship with their mothers, they accept their supervision, they adopt their values and ideas, and they follow their rules, even when they're not around. So it's important to still be parent, still be mom, and let those years will pass by. I mean, those years will serve you well at some other point in life, because that daughter is observing and applying what she's observing, like, you know, while she's at home.
Right. Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. You can't just be friends, right? You can't be,
your
daughter's best friend at the time. Like you said, you have to continue to be mom, continue to have boundaries, continue to have rules and have consequences if those rules are broken.
Exactly.
So that's really important, absolutely important. And I know that you have a ton of information on your websites and, again, in your workshops, Dr. Trevisha. So, listeners, to learn all about Dr. Trevisha Williams and her upcoming workshops, please visit www.trevishawilliams.com, and we'll spell that for everybody. That's T-R-E-V as in Victor, I-C-I-A, Williams.com, or her charity's website, realbeautyinsideout.com. You can also get daily motivation and productivity tips by connecting with Dr. Trevisha at Dr. Trevisha on Twitter. Again, that's DRTREVICIA. LinkedIn on Facebook, you can also connect with her there. So thank you so much, Dr. Trevisha, for a really fun and informative interview. Thank you so much. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com. Discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.